Life is a gamble. On my last YouTube episode, we discussed that one of the main differences between rich people and average people is that they know how to gamble their money and they know how to take risk. I'm going to show maybe three or four principles that they apply whenever they want to take a good decision, so I believe this is going to help you a lot. Before starting, as always, thanks to the sponsor, inglesparacholos.com, if you want to improve your English and also learn about business, personal brand, how to develop online and digital products, you can go to inglesparacholos.com and also spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. And if you are following my WhatsApp channel, you can also share the link or you can send people to this link, unclebalta.com. Time to get started. The first principle is rich people only risk when it makes sense. And I'm going to share like a classic Uncle Balta mistake. I have done this mistake for years in my life and was trying to fight back with people when they did something bad to me. For example, I was driving. A person closed me with the car. Okay, now I'm going to try to close them back. Lo voy a cerrar de vuelta so I can feel better. Another case, a neighbor, he unleashed his dog. The dog tried to fight with my dog. So now I'm going to talk shit to that neighbor until he leashed back his dog. You know, but in those two scenarios, something happened. I was risking without having a benefit. If you try to close back the other car, there is a chance that you're going to crash. And then what happened? So only risk when there is something to win. And I see a lot of people, young and old people, also from my generation, that sometimes they want to prove wrong to people. Oh, I'm going to prove my ex-girlfriend that I was right. I'm going to prove my ex-friends from the university that I was right. That is also a stupid risk, because you know what happened? Maybe you achieve your goal, you prove them what you want to prove them, but they don't give a fuck. So now you are defeated twice. So never risk things when there is not a profit. Always, do I have something to win here? If the answer is no, just walk away. Any fight, any discussion, any argument, is there something to win? If the answer is no, walk away. So that is the first principle. Only risk when it makes sense. The second one is test first and go balls deep second. This is a big one. Let me give you like a classic example. This is something that I hear between young people all the time. Is you have a friend, he sends you a WhatsApp telling you that there is a party in the kilometer 100. You are here in Lima and the party is in the kilometer 100 in Asia. He tells you to go there. The question is, does this friend have track of bringing good parties? Because if he does, you can go, of course. You're going to spend gasoline, you're going to spend time, the risk of going to the beach and all the shit, right? But if you trust your friend, okay, maybe you can go. But how many times we just go because we don't have anything else to do in our mind, and then we are like, we regret. Oh shit, we are here, we spend all our resources, and all the women are already with guys. So only gamble or only go balls deep once that you have tested. If you trust the person, if you are going on a date with a woman, the first date you are going to spend your 300 soles like huevona, so on a restaurant, because you haven't tested if you have like good vibes, if you get along with the woman. First try to, you know, maybe practice a hobby, go to the gym, go for a walk with a woman, and if you see that there is potential, now you invest. Don't do the opposite. I see many guys wasting all their money in things that they are not sure if they are going to work or not. And also talking about business. As you know, I offer coaching sessions. Many of my business-related coaching sessions, always the topic is the same. People trying to invest before testing the idea. There was a guy, he wanted to import a machine for 3D printing so he can do cell phone covers, protectores de celular. This machine, the price was like $30,000, $30,000, imagine, $30,000, and in his mind he was, I'm going to manufacture these cell phone covers and I'm going to sell them to the local distributors. My question was, have you tested the market? Have you checked the margins between manufacturing the things and selling the things? Have you checked if you can sell to these people? And of course, the answer was not. Also, I have other friends that they want, oh, I'm going to do importation. I'm going to import this. Yes, but you need to test first if you can sell it. So always try to test little. And once that you see the thing is working, you double it. And now, it's true that sometimes the space of time is not that big. Sometimes, for example, when you see a good investment, when I saw Bitcoin that was like $15,000, $17,000, sometimes you don't have that much time, but you only can risk what you can afford to lose. And I heard this phrase that changed my life was, I love to take risk, but I don't like to risk myself. So how can we understand this phrase? It's like, if you have, I don't know, like your savings are 100 soles, you can risk 10 soles, maybe 20 soles, but you cannot risk everything because now with what are you going to live? How are you going to cover your expenses? So that's why always risk a portion to test the idea. Never go balls deep, because if you make a huge mistake, you are done. Now what you're going to do? And even worse, when I see people, we know, and this is kind of an internet thing, we know the story of many entrepreneurs that they took a huge loan, un préstamo gigante, with the bank, and they run their business and they succeed. Oh, everything is good because they took the loan, they took the risk. Yes, but for every person that did that and have success, there are like 100 persons that they, at the end, they finish with a huge debt with the bank. They lost their house and they lost all their credit, their future credit. So we go back to the same principle. Always test little and then try to go balls deep. The next one, that is the second principle. The third one is the opportunity cost. And here you have a Uncle Valta phrase, and it's, once that you learn how to invest, you never want to buy a fancy car again. When I see the young kids, 20 years old, trying to buy like cars that are $20,000, buying brand new cars that are like, you know, $20,000, $30,000, just to impress their friends and the potential girlfriends, for me it's funny, it's laughable, because I used to be in their shoes. I know how it feels. I know how it feels to have all your life savings and throw the shit to buy a car. It feels so good, and then you feel like stupid. But coming back to the topic, is that always whenever we want to spend money or anything in something, we need to ask ourselves, what are we missing? What opportunity are we missing if we do this, if we make this move? Let me give you, this is like a young man mistake, for example. Many guys, they want to move from home. Quieren mudarse la casa. Why? Because when you're a teenager and also when you are in your early 20s, usually your parents treat you like shit. You know why they treat you like shit? Well, sometimes your parents are pieces of shit, sometimes. But most of the cases, you know what happened? Is that you have raised your kid for 18 years, 20 years, and you see the motherfucker that he keep playing video games, that piss you off. You go to your job, most of the people, they don't have a business, they have a job. You go to your job all day long, you come back, and you see your kid playing video games, jerking off with the internet. I mean, that thing really, really stresses you. That's like a kick in your balls. So no wonder why the relation between parents and children is bad, because you see, it feels unfair for the parents. Hey, this guy should be producing. Children or kids, they say, no, why my parents treat me bad? So that is the thing. If you want to move away from your house, you're going to spend a lot of money. You're going to spend at least 1,500 soles, 1,500 in apartment rent. Then you're going to spend at least, and this is a low budget, 1,000 soles in food, 500 soles in utility, and other extra stuff. More or less, you're going to spend between 3,000 and 4,000 soles per month. If I ask you, would you resist? Would you allow a person to talk shit to you, que te hable mierda, and they pay you 3,000 soles at the end of the month? Most of the people will say yes. So therefore, why you cannot hold your parents to talk shit from you or about you? So if you want to fix this, I would say the one simple solution is just give some money to your parents. You know, that if you are working, if you are thinking about moving away from your house, give some money to your parents, 500 soles, 1,000 soles, and you will see how now they start to treat you better in most of the cases. And you have the extra money to save for a future business. That is the cost of opportunity. Instead of risking everything and try to take like a huge gamble and see how it goes, now first you consolidate your business, and after that you can think about moving away. I know many influencers will tell you, no, just take your bags and survive. Yes, but I mean, it's easy for them to say it if they are now in a comfortable position. But I can tell you by experience, once in my life, I didn't escape my house, but I took a huge risk like that, and it's not that friendly. So always try to play smart. One extra thing here in the opportunity cost is what Tony Robbins mentioned. Always try to take asymmetrical investments. So things that has asymmetrical returns. You invest a little, and if you lose a little. But if you win 5x or 10x. Here a little example. Let's say that I want to run publicity on Facebook ads. I want to promote Inglés para Cholos. So maybe I put a 300 soles budget, 300 soles de presupuesto, 300 soles budget for a 60 days campaign of 5 soles per day. Imagine, 5 soles per day for 60 days, 300 soles. If I obtain 3 customers or even 2 customers, we are talking about 6,000 or 9,000 soles in return. If I don't score, if I don't get any customer, I lost 300 soles. So the downside is 300 soles. The upside is between 6,000 and 9,000 soles. That's how I like to invest in things that if I gain, I'm going to gain 20x or 30x. And if I lose, I just lose 1x. You can lose like 10 investments and still be profitable. So that is the deal. The more you understand the investment, the higher return you can get. And that takes us to the last 4 principles, and maybe one of the most important ones, is that rich people invest in things that they can control the outcome, while middle class and poor people invest in things that are more passive. So here it goes. How many times we have seen like poor people spend all their life savings on a trip, en un viaje? I have seen this shit many times, you know? People, even worse, they take a loan or they go on debt with the bank, with the credit cards to go and take a trip. That is even worse. But the average case, they just save and they spend 100% of their savings on a trip. Here goes the thing. Why they do that? Because in their mind, they believe, okay, the outcome doesn't rely on me. Relies that the tourist agent do his or her job and I can just enjoy. But the rich person always say, what can I do to maximize my investment? And that's why many middle class and poor people, they don't want to hire a professional. They don't want to hire a coach because the outcome doesn't rely in the professional, rely in them following the instruction of the professional. So there it goes. Rich people understand that they can control the outcome. And the more than they put the effort and the IQ, the better outcome they will have. And well, just one extra one. I want to include 5 to make it rounded, the number. Is mitigate risk. Rich people always try to look ways to mitigate risk. This is a huge mistake that I made back then in the 2019, to be clear. A relative approached to me, not to me, to my mother, to promote the idea of buying land in here, close to Lima. The investment was not that bad. It was average investment. But I never asked somebody else, who knows about this? Now I do the opposite. Whenever someone pitched me an idea, I check within my circle, who knows about this? Smart people always do this. Whenever there is something to risk or something to gamble, they check, who is the person that understands this the most? For example, my friend Fiorella from the university, she texted me yesterday. She told me that, can we have a call? Yes, let's have a call. And someone was offering her like an electric gym session. So it's like with electric pulses, they stimulate your muscle. Estimulan tu músculo con electricidad. And instead of doing exercise, you can just train your muscles with electricity. Interesting thing. But so far, I haven't seen good results from that. So I told her to test just one day to see. But you get the point. She said, if I'm going to do something about muscles or fitness, let me call the person who knows about that. And that's something that many people don't do. I have many friends that they go to buy a protein and they never ask me, Jose, what about this protein? You know, always ask the person that knows about the thing. The last thing that I want to share with you, I'm listening to the podcast between Lex Fridman and Dana White. As you know, Dana White is the president of UFC. I'm just started to listen this interview, but I want to share something that I just heard in the first 5 minutes. And it's the reason why Dana White started the UFC is because he used to follow boxing matches, peleas de box, and he never liked the way that the host, that the anchors, los entrevistadores, the narrators, los narradores, he didn't like the way that the narrators talk about the fight. So he said, if I start something like this, I want the right people to talk, to narrate the fight. And that was one of the things that spiked his desire to start the UFC. I'm just started with that podcast, but it's interesting to know that sometimes that thing that you hate could be, you know, the seed to start your own project. And now you can build something in the way that you like. And if you like something, and this is something that T-Pain mentioned on a podcast, if you like something, you can create a product around that, and there is a high chance that more people like you are going to enjoy that thing. I hope you like this episode. Remember, we need to risk, but in order to risk, we need to learn how to risk, and the only way to learn is by doing. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23986.